Okay, today's shiur is Temura Daf Yud Gimel. As we continue with Yud Beis Amud Beis, we're discussing all of the different comments that the Mishnah had on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph about the various different ideas about Meduma and Mechumatz Vechulu. But just one ha'ara that I forgot to mention yesterday. 2 points. Number one, the Daf Be'in Shir is tonight, this week, 9:30. Para Aduma and Tamei HaMitzvos, related to yesterday's little discussion of the Mechatas. So that is tonight's year. It also has to do with the Yonah Diyoma a couple weeks. Pashas Para. But number two is a Pirush Mishnayos. Look at the Pirush Mishnayos in Mikvaos. In the fourth Perek, the Rambam discusses the context of that we had yesterday, and that is Hamshacha. If you have a mikvah that has 21 sa'ah mekashamim, you can bring 19 and do Hamshacha and bring it into the mikvah. But then we had another shita that said if you do the whole thing with Hamshacha, it's okay. And we said, who is that shita? So it must be that the Rabbanan are more mekel, so therefore our Mishnah cannot be according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, according to Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore we had to come up with a new pshat of what cheshbon means, and we said it's cheshbon akelim, according to Yosef ben Choni. That was yesterday. But if you look in the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnah, is in Mikvos and Perek Dalet, I'll read it to you from the Kapach Pirush Mishnayos, but there's a big difference between the Kapach Pirush Mishnayos and the old-fashioned version of the Pirush Mishnayos in Taharis. Says the Kapach, Nisbar Lachai, he's talking about our issue. Shashu'uva hazu shim shichuha, tzorach shihei rov min akasher v'hashu'uvin mishuchin. So according to the shuvah that we're talking about in the Hamshacha, it has to be rov min akasher. And then you do Hamshacha to the Shu, the minority shuvin that you have left. This is what it says at the beginning of Mikvos of Shkalim, where it talks about Rosh Chodesh Adar. As we learn, the Beis Din does a few things. They announce that everybody should bring their machzor shekel. They announce that everybody should uproot the kilayim that has gotten overgrown over the winter, and also everybody should fix the mikvahs because they might have gotten also a little bit broken, or so to speak, over the winter. And then he adds, V'kfar dima adam gadol ma'od bal iyun be'eretz jurbina. There was a great person, a bal iyun ma'od, in a certain land. And he thought to himself, ki she'uva shehim shichua k'sheira v'afilo haya mikva kulo shav v'nimshach. There was a certain man that thought we passing like the Bryce in our Gemara, that even if the whole thing is she'uvin, and he did Hamshacha to it, it is okay. V'ne'evak al-kach b'koach v'keo. And he fought about this with all his might. Very unusual, the Rambam is telling us this story. Right, there was a man that thought that the she'uvin, and he thought about it with all his might. V'dvarav b'kach mufursamim b'sifro. And they're mufursam in his sefer. Ka'elu shagam mishnazu lo nechta v'klau. And he continues, tells the story. So in our gear, in this Kapach gear, it just says, as we know, the Pirush Mishnah was written in Arabic. So we don't exactly know what the Rama meant with every word. So the Kapach translates it as he fought with all his might. If you look in the old versions of the Pirush Mishnah, it says, and he was killed for it. It adds that in. So again, we only have the Arabic original, but he quotes in the bottom the old version. V'nera galzeh ba'ama ubizroa. Not that he fought with it with his arm and all his might, but he was killed for it. Ba'ama ubizroa. Okay, we don't know exactly what story he's talking about, but that is dalid in Mikvos. That's a Pirush Mishnayos to remember exactly what he's talking about is unclear exactly, but it's an important one. Okay, let's continue. So we are in Yud Beis Amud Beis, Meseches Temura. Last daf of the first parak is today's assignment. Here we go. Two dots on Yud Beis Amud Beis. We just discussed the issues of Mechatas, and we compared that to Sota. And now we go further. The Mishnah also said, Ein Beis HaPras, Osa Beis HaPras. That was the next line of the Mishnah. And we translated that to mean that if there is a field, shenechresh b'kever, field that had a kever that was plowed over in it, so only that field is going to have the status of Beis HaPras, which is a gzera of tumah midrabanan, because we don't know where the bone fragments of the kever might be, and if somebody moved a bone fragment, so then that is going to be metame the person. Tumas ohel, then the atzamos require basar on it. But for Tumas Negia, Tumas Hesed, Tumas Moving, it does not require just any bone. So therefore, we're worried that somebody might have moved this. Therefore, it goes there, Tumah Derabanan, on a base HaPras. So Masnisa Delo Kri Beliezer. The Mishnah is really against Rabbi Eliezer because there's actually a machlokas in Meseches Ahalis about our issue. Ditznan, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Beis HaPras, Osa Beis HaPras. Rabbi Eliezer says that one Beis HaPras can make a Beis HaPras. Meaning, if I have a field that's plowed over, and I plow into the next field also, I also have to be worried that maybe the bone fragments got into the next field. And then what that is the status of a Beis HaPras, I have to go 100 amos around that field too. So, that's the sheet of the Rabbi Eliezer, so our mission is against Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbanan ad kama, how much do the Rabbanan say? What does that mean? The Gemara assumes that even according to the Rabbanan, there's going to be some type of border around the one field that is considered Beis HaPras, somewhere around, in order for it, that the Rabbanan included in their Gzeira. So, according to the Rabbanan, you don't have to do the entire other field, which might be hundreds and hundreds of amos, but there must be some amount. So, ki asar abdimi, amar ish lakash amar abshimin bar abba, shalosh shuros vishte manos. Right? What does that mean? Shalosh sados, I'm sorry, shalosh sados vishte manos. Three fields and two distances of a plowshare. What does that mean? Three fields. Rashi explains that means all inclusive, including the field that is considered Beis HaPras inside and the fields around it. See Rashi on top. Osa sada shahaya baha kever. Right, that's the field that the kever was in. Visada lakan, visada lakan. And the fields on opposite sides. Opposite sides. Why? Because we assume people go in straight lines when they plow. And if they plow in an east-west direction, so then the east and west fields of this field also have to be included. If they plow in a north and south direction, then the fields on the opposite sides, north and south, have to be included. So that is what is included. Unlike Rabbi Eliezer, who Rashi says included all four directions. That was Rabbi Eliezer of Beis HaPras, Osa Beis HaPras. In all the directions on the side of this field, you have to assume that the bone fragments might have gone, and therefore Chazal asered, and were gozer, tuma, in that field. But we don't assume that way. We assume that only one direction. See Rashi on the third skinny line, Va'osan shtei sados gufayu. And those two fields that are on the opposite sides of the main Beis HaPras field, lo havi kulu Beis HaPras, and even those, the middle field that has a database of pras, that whole field is Tumah Midrabanan. But the fields that are on the outside do not have the status of base. You don't say that all those fields are totally Asar Drabanan and Tumah Drabanan. How far, how deep into those fields? That's the Gemara Shtei Ma'anos. Two distances of a plowshare, meaning one in each. The Kama Moloman and Mea Ama. So 100 Amos into the next fields, on opposite sides of the field, let's say I plow in an east-west direction, so the middle field, no matter how big it is, right, that's a Beis HaPras, and then the fields on the sides, 100 amos in. Kidetanya, back to the Gemara, Hachoresh es hakever, osa Beis HaPras, malomana, mea ama. Right, so if somebody plows the kever, so then they have to include 100 amos. But then Rashi, toward the end of that Rashi, has a shita that other Rishonim don't agree with. What type of Beis HaPras are we talking about in this case? There are various types of Beis HaPras. If you look in the Mishnayos, in Meseches, in Seder Taras, and Ahalas, wherever this is discussed, if you want to look at a beautiful summary of this in the Encyclopedia Talmudis, under Beis HaPras, he talks all about everything you want to know about Beis HaPras. He talks about the three types of Bate Prasos. Number one is HaChoresh Es HaKever. If there is a kever, you know exactly where the kever is and where it was, and it was plowed over. That's one type of Beis HaPras. Another type of Beis HaPras is, you know there was a kever in this field somewhere, you don't know where it is. Sadeh she'avad kever betocha. You don't know where the kever is. So it could be anywhere. And number three is Stei Bochin. Stei Bochin is a field, it's all based on the Mishnah in Ahalas, in the 18th parak. and that is an area where people used to cry al hames. So are we worried that's a reflection that the mace was there, v'chulu. So b'negia l'tuma, the Tzagabit Tabudis summarizes, some say regarding tuma, yesh b'rishonim shesovrim, sheshtayim harishonim bilvad, heim v'chlal beis hapras, sheshtei bochen utar, right? The two famous, two more well-known, beis bate prasos, are the ones that have a kever. Vadai, not just an area where people cry. The stab beis hapras is sadeh shenechresh b'kever. Right? Usually that's what we assume, that's what we have been talking about, sadeh shenechresh b'kever. V'yaf hashem beis hapras. What does beis hapras mean? parus. What is parus? It means a broken piece. Right? Parus, you break a piece of challah, you have a prusa. A prus is a broken piece. So prus is a part of the kever might have been broken and taken, a piece was taken to another area. Lashon prusa v'shvira. Hunach al sadash nechresh b'kever levad. Right? That is where the word comes from. And he quotes all of the details of Beis HaPras. Interestingly, though, the Mishnah talks about how can one be mitaher a Beis HaPras? If I want to make this into a field, a non-tamei field, that's a big discussion in the Mishnayos already. How does one make a tar? You need two tamei chachamim that go through with a fine-tooth comb, making sure there's no bone fragments anywhere. It's a process. It's a process to get out of the gzera of Beis HaPras. Anyway, this is a big discussion of all of the details. But if you look in Rashi says, the case we're talking about here is you don't know where the kever was. That's what we're talking about here. And that is why Rashi says, why do we need the expansions into the side fields? Because maybe the kever was on the edge. If it was on the edge of one of the sides, and you did your plowshare right there, then boom, it's going to go a certain amount. That's why you need 100 amos into each of the field. If we knew, it sounds like according to Rashi, if we knew where the kever started off, let's say in the middle of the field, maybe you wouldn't need so much. That's Rashi in the last few lines of that of the first Dibur Maschil. He said, "Deshema le'echad mi beiz rasheha hayah kever umisham halak lo sasada chaverta." That's what you have to be worried about, that it was on the edge and it was expanded. But again, other Rishonim say that no, maybe not. Maybe it's a special din of Beis HaPras expands into the side borders. That was the Takana. Even if it wasn't a case Sadasha Aver Bakever, but it's the case of Sadasha Nechresh Bakever, which is the more common base usage of Beis HaPras. Okay, this is the different understandings of what the case of the Gemara is. Okay, we continue. Fourth line here. Ve'ein Shuma Achat Shuma Vechulu. The Mishnah said that truma, you can't have truma after truma. If one person takes off truma, so then if I want to take off more truma, we'll see if there's somebody else wants to take off truma. There's no truma after truma. Once truma is taken, it's finished. Masnisan mani, Rabbi Akiva. Who is this opinion according to? Rabbi Akiva Ditanya. Because the Brisa says, Hashutfin shatar muzachar zeh. What if you have two partners of a field and they each take truma one after another? What's the halacha? So, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Trumas, Shnehem, Truma. Rabbi Eliezer says, they both of what they did has significance. It's both called Truma. Rashi says, Shahari l'shnehem chelek ba. They each have a chelek in the field. So, they both, right, had to take off Truma. Tosfos, other Rishonim understand, Rashi is saying that only a portion of their Truma is Truma. Whatever percentage. Because they have a chelek, therefore everything they did is Truma. So they say maybe what Rashi means is that there's a portion that is truma. Okay, that's Rashi in the explaining Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva Omer ain't truma shneim truma. Nope. Rabbi Akiva says their truma is not truma. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says it means neither of their truma is truma, because the fact that they each took off truma, that's megala, that they're not interested in the other person taking off truma, and therefore each one of them is uproots the other one. That is Shitas Rashi. Even the Rishon is excluded. That's Rebbe Kiva. Right? Afilu Rishon Torah in this case. If you look at Rashi, Ein Shumas Shneim Shuma, Afilu Shal Rishon. To give it the Chazar Hashini V'Torah, Goli Daiti Delo Nichalei B'Shumas Rishon. Okay, so they're each Torah Shalomi Das. If you look at Tosfos says no. Only the Sheni is not Truma. Quotes Rashi is Velo Nehira. De'ein zeh kamo velo tmura achar tmura. De'hazam harishon tmura v'sheni ein tmura. That's to be parallel to the next line of the Mishnah. Ein tmura ose tmura means the first one is tmura. So here too, the first one is truma. L'kach nira l'farish kamo chen hacha, da'rishon truma. What does it mean, ein truma shnehem? The sheni. The second one is not called truma, the first one did it. First one did it and it's done already. You can't uproot what was done. If you look in the Torah Zrayim, in Trumos, on the Mishnah, in Gimel, he links this to the sugya of Brera. He assumes that Rabbi Akiva holds Ein Brera in other contexts, if you look there, meaning, as we've discussed, Brera, can I see the roots of a future event in the past? If something occurs in a month from now, could I view halakhically those roots as having occurred already earlier, if there's a chalukah that takes place, could I already foresee that each party had the different parts of their chalukah before it was split up? So here too, that's what the issue is. And Rabbi Akiva says that ein truma shneim truma because of ein breira issues. And he links this to that sugya. Okay. That's the second shita in the Brisa. Again, Rabbi Leza says both, good. Rabbi Kiva says neither, or one according to Tosas. The Chachamim Omrim, im taram harishon kishir, ein truma sasheni truma. If the first one took off the proper amount, so then the second one is meaningless. V'im lo taram kishir, truma sasheni truma. If he wasn't taram the shir, if he did something incorrectly, then truma sasheni is truma. What does that mean? What does that mean? Kashir. What's kashir? We know midaraisa, there is no shir for truma. It's as much as I want to give. Even chita achas potera sasakri. But what is the shir of truma? So we know. 140th, 150th, 160th. Ayin yafe, ayin benonis, and ayin ra. So what does it mean kashir here? So without looking at anybody, I might have said that there's a flexibility. There's a range in what chazar are misakin between 140th and 160th. And what does shalok kashir mean? Somewhere outside of that range. That's what I would have said, and that's what Rabbeinu Gershom says. Outside of that means totally off the radar of what is acceptable, and that's called Eino Kishir, and therefore what he did is meaningless, because the Shutef would be upset, and then what the second guy did is good. Rashi says, Kishir means the middle, 150th. And anything before, more or less than 150th, that's already Shalok Kishir. Interesting. You would think that what isn't 140th the best? That's kashir. That was going to be giving the most to the Kohanim. So I have to put this with Rashi's elsewhere to figure out exactly. Rashi seems to be saying 150th is the best, not the best, the most acceptable, the most expected. And outside of 150th, even though it's suggested, but that's not called expected. Mashenkit, according to Rabbeinu Gershom, he says no. He says anything between the 140th and 160th amount should be okay. So either way, our Mishnah said that ain truma achar truma, and that's Rabbi Akiva Shita who holds ain truma shneihem truma. That's what it is referring to. So we're not even talking about a case where one person decides to take more, but if two people decide to take more. Interesting. There's no raya from this machlokes, but one might suggest that the more we know, we have two Daf Be'in Shirim over the past 2 years, one a couple of weeks ago and one last year about the mitzvah of Hafrashas Truma, where one of them was majorly about this and one we just touched on it in terms of how do we look at the mitzvah of Hafrashas Truma. Is it just that? It's a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah of Hafrashas Truma, just like there are many other mitzvahs. And by the way, it also matirs the tevel and now one is allowed to partake of it. Or do we say no, deeper than that? And that is this mitzvah is defined completely as a matir. It's a matir. And there are many mitzvahs, not many, there are various and several mitzvahs that are defined as matirim. Shechita might be called a matir. Chalitza might be called a matir. And Hafrashas Truma might be called a matir, even though it's counted as one of the 613. But it might be called matirim. L'mai nafkamina, is there any significance of doing these actions if I don't want the matir? First tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi. If a woman who's 105 years old, right, her husband dies, and they never had children, does she have to do yibin or chalitza? She's not doing yibin. Fine, chalitza. Should she do chalitza? It's a machlokas achronim. She's never going to get remarried. So do we say that, but still, chalitza is a mitzvah, she should do a mitzvah? Or no, the whole purpose of chalitza is to matir. And therefore, if you're not going to do it, you're not going to do it. So that's a discussion by chalitza, that's a discussion by shechita, and that's also a discussion by Hafrashas Truma. Just to quote you one of the sources related to what we discussed those other times, and that is the Taz and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, beginning of Yoredeya. Beginning of Yoredeya, the Taz is discussing the bracha of shechita on the Shulchan Aruch that says, A shomeya ve'eino medaber. If somebody hears but is unable to speak, he is a mute. So is he allowed to shecht? So what do you mean? Why can't he shecht? He's perfect. What if he's the star shochet? So the answer is because he can't make a bracha. Can't make a bracha. A part of a bracha is hashma la'aznav. So the Shulchan Aruch says im hu mumche shochet afilu lechadchila. If he's a mumche, he's allowed to shecht. Three more words. Im acher mivarech. If someone else makes the bracha, So here is a machlokas between the Shach and the Taz. What does it mean, Acher Mevarech? Is that Acher also shechting? Or is the Acher not shechting? So the Shach says it means the Acher is shechting. The Acher is also shechting, so then he can make the bracha for his own shechita, and then the Shomei Aveinu Medaber can listen to that bracha. Amin is not ma'akev, so listen to the bracha, but Yotzi that bracha, and then he'll do his shechita. Wonderful. So that is the Shach. But the problem with the Shach is, by regular mitzvahs, person A cannot make a bracha for person B if he can't do the mitzvah. By berachas hanehenin, we know that I'm not allowed to make a bracha for you if I'm not benefiting. But by berachas hamitzvah, there's more flexibility sometimes. So again, the Shach deals with that. But the Taz says no. Acher mevarech here means stam. The other person is not doing shechita. So he says, why then can he make a bracha? So he says, because this is a berachas shevach. And therefore, you don't have to worry about who's making the bracha. Let me just find it, because it's a little different surah sadaf in mind. The b'shchita near taimo, the achim avarach shapir, the b'chah shchita eina ba al shchita atzma, the ha'ein chiyav l'shchita meina rotza lechol, el ikar ha'kavan al asi shevach l'makom barachu, al sha'asar lanu achilas basar below shchita. Hashem, you are praised that you don't let us do everything we want. U'bazev v'adai kol yisrael shayach bo sa bracha. Sha'al kulam yesh yisr. El shein makom levarach shevach zed. El b'shas shchitas shum behema. He says, okay, chazar misaki to make, you know, you can make the bracha of osam asibrations in the middle of nowhere too. But chazar misaki to do it at certain times. Dugma ledavar, where else do you see a bracha shevach that anybody can make it even if you're not doing the maisa mitzvah? Bracha of l'hachnisa b'risa shalavim avinu. The father makes the bracha, even though he's not doing the mitzvah. Right? The mo'al makes alamila, and the father makes lachniso. Because that shevach v'hodaya, b'chol sha'ah, al-kadusha zu, ayin sham. And that is also possibly birchas erison, where the Masada Kedushin makes the bracha. Right? Birchas erison. So you have shchita, you have lachniso, you have erison, and then he says, Aval b'hafrashas truma havi ikar habracha al mitzvahs hafrasha lo al iser tevel shahare mitzvahs hafrasha chiv alav afilu im eno rotze leecho min hatvua adayin im kein havi mitzvah zos kishar mitzvos. The Taz seems to say that there's a mitzvah of a bracha and the mitzvah of hafrasha, even if one does not want to eat, has no interest in eating right now from the tefua. It's a mitzvah to be mafresh and make the bracha. V'kivat she'en hu chiyav b'gufo lasos kein, tefshelut shomad yishliach, it continues. That is the shita of the Taz. I can make the bracha and do the hafrasha even if I have no interest in eating right now. Says the Rabbi Kiva Eger right here, he says, lo matzasi zeh. I know what he's talking about. If I have no interest, if I decide that I'm not going to eat anything, I have to be mafresh? No. You know, Simon Ches in Arachayim, he argues. What's the Magen Avraham doing in Simon Ches? That's the mitzvah of tzitzis. Shulchan Aruch there says you have to stand up when you make a bracha on tzitzis. That's the first brachas hamitzvah in Shulchan Aruch. That's where it's discussed. The Magen Avraham there asks a question. There's a mishnah chala that says a woman can be mafresh chala when she's sitting down. Make the bracha when she's sitting down. So the Magen Avraham there says, because a fresh is chala, it's not really such a mitzvah. It's just a matir. That's what he says there. And comparing chala and truma, that's the Rebbe Kiva Eger right here, saying it's really a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Taz, whether hafrashas, truma slash chala, is what we would call a mitzvah, or a matir, Taz saying mitzvah, and Magen Avraham, Rebbe Kiva Eger pointing out matir. Either way, but that relates, I think that relates to our sugya. The more that is there is a matir element, so once you took off some truma, you finished. A matir is a matir. You did it, you did it. The more that there is a mitzvah element, the more that we can fathom, at least, that there one can have more truma even after taking off the first one. Could be. Again, there's no rayim machlokas either way, but it's one of those that if, the more you would say it's a mitzvah, the more you might accept a truma after a truma. The more that it's a matir, you would say once the matir is done, the matir is done. Period. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Vein tamura osa tamura. Tamura cannot create tamura, meaning once I have animal A was a carbon, and I made animal B into tamura, animal B cannot be maimir onto animal C. Right? Tumura could only go once. My taima. We said earlier it could be that the original carbon could create 20 tumuris, according to some shitas of the Tanaim, not Reb Shimon. But once you have one animal that's a tumura, that animal cannot create another tumura. My taima, amar kra. Vismura so. Velo tumuras, tumura so. Okay, we have a drasha. Veina vlado said tumura. This was a machlokas. A vlad cannot create tumura. Da amar kra. Who velo vlad? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, havlado said tumura. Da amar kra. Yihye. Larabo says avlad. Verabanan. What do the Rabbanan use that for? Because they exclude Vlad. Larabo shogi kemezid. They include shogi kemezid, as we're going to have later on, which means even if I make a mistake in my tzmura, if I want to be maimer onto my white goat, and instead by mistake I say my black goat, which if it was really hektish, it would be hektish betoas, ain't no hektish, but by tzmura, it's flexible, and it becomes tzmura anyway. Even if I messed up, even if it was shogeg. Good. Says the Mishnah. Back to halachas of tzmura. Ha'ofos v'ha'menachos ein osin tzmura shalonomar ela behema. Birds and flower karbanos do not create tzmura. It's a special din by behemas, as it says in the two times in the end of Sefer Vayikra, behema, bibehema, and it's specifically there. Hatzibur v'ha'shutfin ein osin tzmura. Tzibur and shutfin cannot create a tzmura. Shenamar lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir. We learn from there. Ya, and it's singular. Yachli fenu and yamir. Yachad osa tzmura vein atzibur vashutfin osa tzmura. That we had before. We'll get back to that soon. Fine. Kachi bedek abayis ein osin tzmura. Kachi bedek abayis also cannot create tzmura. Only kachi aguf, kachi mizbeach, a carbon, could create tzmura. Amar Reb Shimon, vahare meiser bichlal haya. As we said on the first daf of this Masechta, the Isra of Tumura is said twice. One at the beginning of Perachav Zion in Vayikra, and one towards the end. It's repeated in the context of Meiser Behema. And that's what we're going to talk about now on today's daf. Why did it have to be repeated by Meiser Behema? You already know from earlier in the Perak. So, V'har Meiser Bechlalai, it was said earlier, and Meiser is included in the rest of the world of Karbanos. V'lama Yatsa, why was it excluded? Why was it repeated? Loma Lacha, to teach me. Ma Meiser Karban Yachid, Yatsu Karban Sibur. Just like Meiser is a Karban Yachid, so excluding Karban Sibur from the world of Tzmura. Uma Meiser Karban Mizbeach, Yatsu Karban Bedek Abayi. So just so too is the carbon mizbeach. Tosas Yantif and the Mefarshim point out that there's no machlokas here in Din. It's machlokas in Drasha. Which psukim do you use? Do you use the singular of Yachli Fenu and Yamir? Or do you use the comparison of Meiser? We'll see what the machlokas is more in the Gemara. We'll expand upon it. But at Pashtus, there's no machlokas here in the Mishnah. If you remember the sheet of the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Tzmura said that though the Mishnah here says that Shutfin and Sibur are not Oseh Tzmura, that only means they're not literally Oseh Tzmura. They can't create Tzmura, but they are included in the Losaseh of Tzmura. If it's Sibur and Shutfin are Meimir, they try to be Meimir, so then it does not work, right? This was the sugyas earlier of Yavelo Mahani, but they violated the Issa Daraisa. That's Aleph, in Ilchas Tumura. Sha'atzibur v'ashutfin ein osin tumura im heimiru, v'yafal pi shehein muzharin shelo yamiru. Even though they're muzhar, not to be meimer. Kesef Mishnah says, where does Raman get that from? Our Mishnah. Midol hachi mashma, midoloktani ha'atzibur v'ashutfin mutarim lohamir. It doesn't say mutarin, it just says ein osin tumura. Ein osin tumura, and therefore we say that they do violate the tumura. Two problems with this though. Number one, the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says, what about by ofos and menachos? Is there an issa daraisa there? Pashas not. Never saw that anywhere. If you try to maimir a bird, but you got the same lashon in the Mishnah. Ein osin tzmura by ofos. So if you're at the same diyuk by tzibur and shutfin, you should say there's an issa daraisa by ofos too. And nobody says that. So Minchas Chinuch leaves that diyuk, the Kesef Mishnah's explanation of the Rambam. Minchas Chinuch assumes he gets it from somewhere else, because that diyuk doesn't explain the other cases. Number one. Number two, the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi has two pages on this, if you want to look it up. It's all about the Rambam, in first Rambam, in Hilchos Tumura, Aleph, Chelek Gimel, Simen Chav Zayin. Beis Halevi starts off with a simple question, and that is, what's the pasuk that is the source that Tzibur and Shutfin are excluded? Lo yachli fenu v'lo yamir oso. That's singular. That pasuk's by the Isser. It's the Rambam talking about. The Rambam says they're excluded from the Aseh, but they're included in the Los Aseh. They're included. because the limud is only excluding them from the asiyas tamura. But the pasuk is by the lav. Ask the Beis Halevi. The pasuk is lo yachlifenov. How can you say they're included in the lav? The pasuk's the lav. Lo yachlifenov lo yamiro so. So the Beis Halevi has difficulty explaining what the Rambam talking about. So he says maybe you have to be mechalik. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he says maybe you have to be mechalik between which animal is shutfis, which is excluded. What if you have a carbon that's beshutfis, or you have the chulin animal that's shutfis? What's the Rambam excluding by shutfin? He says maybe only if the chulin animal is excluded. I'm sorry, if the chulin animal is shutfis, that's what's being excluded from the lav. And that's what loyak lefenu. But maybe if the carbon is shutfis, the carbon is shutfis, so then maybe it would be okay. It would be included. That's what he tries to be mechalik between the pasuk and what the pasuk is excluding and what the Rambam is including. Again, yeah, I want us to work for it. The Beis Halevi does, but it's an important ha'ara relating to the Rambam shita. What is karbanos bedek abayis? If you let's say about balmum. If you have a carbon that you was a, let's say, kachim is beach, and then it got a balmum. Or let's say you were makdish, karbon is betek abayis. Yeah, if you were makdish something, l'shem betek abayis. Again, if it was a tam, we know it automatically becomes kachay haguf. But let's say it was in that case. Right, we'll have to see. The Gemara will talk more about exactly cases of betek abayis on the bottom over here of Abad Aleph. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. Yachol Yehu, kachay betek abayis osin tamura. You might have thought that betek abayis is ose tamura tamalomar carbon. Misha nikru carbon. Yatsu betek abayis. Kachi betek abayis shalo nikru carbon. Excluding betek abayis, which is not called carbon. The Gemara says velo, it's not. Kachi betek abayis are not called carbon. Vatanya. Yes, they are. We learned it in Brisa. E carbon. This is the context of shchute chutz. If I only had carbon, shomea ani afilu kachi betek abayis, she nikru carbon. I would have thought even kachi betek abayis is our subject to the Isser of Shchutei Chutz, Ke'inyin Sheneemar, Vanakrev is Karban Hashem. When the fighters, the Jewish fighters, came back after fighting with Midian, and they told Moshe Rabbeinu, we were Makriv, right? Which means we donated items to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, and they call it Karban Hashem. So you see, even they're not talking about animals. They're talking about other Nedavas. They're talking about other items. So, says, so you see from there that even Bedek Abayis is called Karban Hashem. Tamalomar, Bevesach lo amoi lo hevi'o. That's why you need the extra pasuk by Shchut Echutz to say that no, only something that should have been brought to the Olam Moed and you didn't, that's what's included in the Isra of Shchut Echutz. Kol Aboy, Pesach Olam Moed, Chayav Anolam Mishum Shchut Echutz. V'chashe Eino Bala Pesach Olam Moed, Ein Chayav Anolam Mishum Shchut Echutz. But what do you see from that whole braisa? Alma Ikru Karban. So you see, Bedek Abayis is called carbon, and therefore, maybe here too, it should be Oset Tamura. Right? If you look on Rashi on the third wide line, he deals with your problem, Kachi Bedek Abayis, Stamon Bali Mumin, Veinam Ru'uyin La'ohel Moed, Mikol Makom, carbon Ikru. Right? It's a carbon Balmum. So you might think that a carbon Balmum, though, can create Tamura. Yes, a carbon Balmum animal, the Kedusha of a carbon can be Chal on a Balmum animal. That we've said before. Not on Kilayim and others, but a Kabichal. But what if the carbon is a Balmum and it's Kajib and the Gabayas? Can that create Tamura? So that's what the Mishnah is saying, no. But what do you mean? It's called a carbon. And would you, whether the answer is no, you wouldn't be Chayav and Shchut Echutz. The Havamin is yes, Kamash Mala, no. Kamash Mala, no, because it's not Roy to be brought, Pesach HaOmoed. We would have had a Havamina that maybe, because it is Kamash Mala, no. So Amr Mechanid, so we have.
Balmum.
Sorry?
It's a balmum, right?
But it's still a carbon. Still called carbon, as we just proved from the Mishnah, this pasuk at the end of Bamidbar. So it's called a carbon. You might have thought it says by Shchut Echutz, it says the word carbon. So maybe this would. We're so brainwashed already from the answer that it's not royally carbon bifnit, but that's the answer. Once we know the answer, then it's a good brainwash. But we can never forget the Havaminas. So the Gemara says, back to the question. So why do we say that Kachi betek abayis or not oset tamur if you have a carbon that has a balmum, because it's not called a carbon. It is called a carbon. We just saw it's called a carbon. So Gemara says, no, it's not called carbon. Amar Rabbi Chanina, I'm sorry. Well, first we'll say a different answer. Amar Rabbi Chanina lo kasha or Reb Shimna Rabbanan. So machlokas tanoim. Lo Reb Shimon ikri carbon. According to Reb Shimon, it's called a carbon. And therefore, it you cannot use the pasuk excluding it from karban, and that's why Reb Shimon has to come up with his other sources, his other psukim at the end of the Mishnah. L'rabban alikri karban. It's not called the karban. El velo v'aksiv anakrav is karban Hashem. So what do I do with the pasuk? So the Gemara answered, no, karban Hashem ikri, karban lashem lo ikri. It's called a karban Hashem. Karban Hashem is a different category. Could be karban Hashem. Karban lashem would have meant it's called karban and it's going to God. But it doesn't say that. It just says karban Hashem. Karban Hashem means that it's just a different category. It's not just stam karban. Period. So we already see the roots of the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon, why they had to have different drushes, because it's a machlokas whether Bedek Abayis is called a karban. So Tana Rabbanan. Lo yivaka bein tov l'rav lo yimirenu lama nemar, valukfar nemar lo yechlefen avalo yomar osa tov l'rav achulu. Same question that we had before. Why does it repeat the halacha later on by Meiser Behema if it says it earlier in the parak? Lefisha nemar lo yechlefen avalo yomar osa, mash b'karban yachid, karban seber, karban mizbeh, karban Bedek Abayis. I would have included everything. Tamalomar lo yivaker. That's why he has to repeat it to compare it that only like Meiser. The Rashi says, really this entire Bryce is the sheet of Reb Shimon. Oma Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon tells us, Vahari Meiser Bichlal Haya. Really Meiser was Bichlal. All karbanos. V'lama yatzal oma lachama Meiser karban yachid v'karban mizbeach v'davar sheba b'chova v'davar she'eno b'shutfis. Right, really just like Meiser is a karban yachid, it's karban mizbeach. It's Babachova, we don't know what that means yet, we'll see, and it's not Peshutfis. Af kol karban yachid v'karban mizbeach v'davar shebabachova v'davar she'eno ba v'shutfis. That is all the sheet of Reb Shimon. That's why it had to be repeated by Meiser to teach me that Tzmura is only the source, the matfis of Tzmura is only by karbanos that are similar to Meiser. Similar to Meiser. Rebbe Omer, continuing, Lama Yatzis Meiser Me'ata. He has a different shot. Why does it repeat Meiser? Why does it repeat the halacha of Torah by Meiser? So we have to think back now to the last parak of Bechoros. Remember that was the parak about Meiser Behema. Lidon Bitzmuras Shmo uBitzmuras Gufo. What does that mean? If you remember back in Maseches Bechoros, we discussed that Meiser Behema, 1, 2, 3, you put it through your fence, and number 10 we label, and number 10 has Kedushas Meiser. But, remember the cases? What happens if somebody made a mistake? What if somebody labeled number 9 as 10, and number 10 as 11, and number... So what are all those halachas? See, if you remember, if somebody labeled number 9 as 10, so that has Kedusha, you have to wait till it gets a mum. If somebody labeled number 11 as 10, that's Hukrav as a carbon shlamim. Because you already had Meiser, it has status, but it took over the carbon shlamim. That number 11 that you call 10 is what the Gemara here is calling Tumuras Shemo. Tumuras Shemo. It calls it Tumura. It's like a substitute for number 10. That's Tumuras Sho. Real Tumura is called Tumuras Gufo. Right, the animal, you have one carbon that's a carbon, and you remain around the goof of that animal. So by Meiser Behema, you have Tumuras Shemo, and you have Tumuras Gufo. So, Rebbe says, the halacha of Tumura, real Tumura, is repeated by Meiser Behema, because specifically Meiser has this other type of Tumura. And therefore, we have to learn something. What's that? Now let's see. Says the Gemara. Me'ata libadon, but Tumura Shmo, but Tumuras Gufo. Lo malacha to teach me. Tumura Shmo, kreva. Tumuras Gufo, eno kreva. To teach me these differences. Tumura Shmo, which is number 10, number 11 that you label 10, that's kreva. That's hukrav. Right, that's given as a shlamim. Tumuras Gufo, eno kreva. But the Tumura of a Meiser, we've already said, earlier, it's compared to Bechor, Tumuras Meiser, is not hukrav. That's the Zeros HaKasiv. Not like other karbanas. Tumura Shmo Nigales. Number 11 is Shlamim. It can be Nigal. It can be Nigal if it gets a mum. Tumuras Gufo Eden Nigales. Special din of Tumuras Meiser and Bechor. It's not Nigal. It can never be redeemed. Tumuras Gufo Chala Aldavar Haroi Valdavar She'eno Roi. Real Tumura, what we call Tumura, is Chal even on a Balmum. Even on Eno Roi. Tumura Shmo in a Chala Aldavar Haroi Bilvad. Tumura Shmo is only Chal on a Davar Ha-ra'ui. Right, so that is what Rebbe learns, why it's repeated there, because you need Dini Tzmura by Meiser, because there's a Havamina, because since there is another type of Tzmura, maybe you would have thought there is no regular Tzmura. says the Gemara. And that is why we needed these halachas according to Rebbe. Different than Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said Meiser is milamed on the entire halachas of Temura all over. Rebbe says specifically here, because I would have thought otherwise. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Amri, Mishum de Rabbi Rachmana de Isbe Temura Shmo Igruye Igra. Just because you have another type of Temura, Temura Shmo, why would you think that Temura's Gufo doesn't apply to it? So you have this other Temura Shmo, you have the number 1110. So that, what the Havamina? The Gemara says, in, yes. De Amrina, we might have said, my de Rabbi, Rabbi, my de Lo Rabbi, Lo Rabbi. By Meiser, there's a special din of Temura, for a Shmo, and not Temura's Gufo. Why? Why would you have said that? Amar Afuna, Breder of Yeshua, Mishav David Dover Haba, Lidon, but Dover Achadash, Vein Boa, the Chedusha Bilvad. Because it's a Dover Achadash, and therefore, I would have limited it to that Chiddush, period. Okay? There's an interesting discussion in the Achronim, one of the Achronim have a Minas, would you get Malkus for the 1110 case? That's called Temura. If I was Mamer, the Gemara calls it Temura. So there's a Havamina. They didn't see this anywhere. It's not, Prashas is not true, but it's an interesting question. It's called Temura. But anyway, the Gemara says, because it's a Chiddush, that's the Havamina why we would have limited it. So it's good to remember, the Tosfos and Maseches Yevamos and Daf Zayin, what does Chiddush mean? There are certain areas of Halacha that are called Chiddush. Motzi Shemer is called a Chiddush. Edom Zomim is called a Chiddush. Basa B'Cholav is called a Chiddush. Three cases the Gemara calls Chiddush. So what does that mean? Everything's a Chiddush. What Shatnez is in a Chiddush, and Torah is in a Chiddush. No, Chiddush always means Dover Hasoser Es HaKlal. Chiddush doesn't mean I wouldn't have known it without the Torah, because I wouldn't have known the whole Torah without the Torah. Chiddush means something that goes against the general rule. So in all of those cases, Basa B'Cholav goes against the general rule. Why? So the Machlokas Rashi Tosas there in Chulin, is it because usually two heterim don't make an Isser? Or is it because usually you don't have two things that are only your Nasser if they're cooked together? Right, the Motzi Shemra goes against the rule because you never get two Onshim, and here you get two Onshin. There's always a Dover Hasoser Saklal. So here too, usually if you mess up and you call this one, it's Heklish Patos. And now it's a Karbon. You have to give it as a Shlomim. So that's Dover Hasoser, that's not because it's a Chiddush, we might have limited it, because you might have thought, this carbon goes against the rules, and therefore I wouldn't have applied regular laws of Temura. Okay, but that's a Machlokas from Shimon and Rebbe, why it is repeated in the context of Meiser. Vayter, Amalei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak L'Rava, L'Reb Shimon D'Amar, Dover Haba B'Chova. Reb Shimon also said something that we didn't understand yet. Reb Shimon said, just like Meiser is only a Dover Shabba Bechova, so too, everything. Only, Temura is only applied Dover Shabba Bechova. What does that mean? Olas Chova he da'av the Temura ha'olas nadava lo. Olas nadava doesn't create Temura? What does that mean? Amar lei, olas nadava nami, kibun de kibla alei of the Temura. No. If I volunteer a Temura, but the second I make a Nadava or a Neder about it, so all of a sudden it turns into a Karban Chova. So that is included. All Nadavas turn into it. So the only case that is excluded, according to Reb Shimon, are Olas that come from Mosaros. What are Mosaros? Shirashi quotes, let's say I have one of two cases, Asham Shanita Klariya, like we discussed a couple of days ago, an Asham that I lost my Asham and I gave a different one, so the Asham has to be left, and it's whenever it gets a mum, the money goes to an ola. Or let's say I was mafrish money for a chadas and an asham, and there was money left over. So all of that is used for olos. So those are pure nedavas. Nobody promised to bring those. So that type of karbon that's created from that money, the Brisker Rav says bechefza, they're nedavas, even if somebody decides to bring it, and therefore that does not create temura. So my kasavar, 1 second. E kasavar la kamand amar mosaros nidva sibrasli. If he's holding like the opinion that who brings these karbonos ola from the mosar of these animals, if it's always used for nidva sibor, so pshita the law of the tzibura. Obviously, it cannot create tzibura because it's sibor. Ha ain't tzibura but sibor. Se el Reb Shimon svir le kamand amar mosaros nidva yachid asli. Must be Reb Shimon holds it goes to nidva yachid, and that's why you might have thought that it creates temura, kamash malan not, because it's nedava, it is not. Rashi says, it's always considered a doron. It's always called a present, inherently, and therefore it's excluded from temura. Period. Says the Gemara 1 minute. Man shamas lehi svara. Rebbe, who holds of this svara? That it is mosaras lenidvas yachid. Rebbe Eliezer, hashaminen behedya of the temura. It's Rabbi Eliezer Shita who holds that it's Lenava Seber. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you can make Tamura from these. Titania, Ola Habavana Musaris, Osa Tamura Divi Rabbi Eliezer. Sagmar says, no problem. Reb Shimon Savala Kavasi Bechada, Paligle Bechada. Reb Shimon doesn't have to be the exact same sheet as Reb Shimon, as Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Ola Habavana Musaris, Osa Tamura. The Yusar Ein Osa Tamura, no problem. Reb Shimon holds it applies to Nidvas Yachid. And it does not create Tamura. He doesn't have to agree with Rabbi Eliezer. They're both Tanaim. Period. Says the Gemara, one second, Ihachi, if this is true, Debai Rabbi Yavin. Remember those cases we had a couple of days ago? You had an animal, you were mafresh an animal, and you were maimer the animal, and then you lost the animal, and then you, all the different cases that came up, and the Ibayas that we had. Can you, according to Reb Shimon, it was all within Shitas of Reb Shimon, if you remember. Reb Shimon was the one that said, one animal could only create one Tamura. So what happens if it's a nitak and it was niskaper ba'acher, all those different cases? So says the Gemara, all those cases were Reb Shimon. Ihachi deboy Rabbi Avin. Hifrish asham liskaper bo vehemir bo, v'niskaper ba'asham acher v'nitak zela ola, ma'ashi achser v'yamer bo. Remember all of those cases. So aliba deman. Who were all of those within? Ilema aliba de Reb Shimon. Those were all within Reb Shimon Shita. Remember, because he was the one that said that only every animal can only create one tamura. But one second, what was the shaila that maybe this last carbon that was nitak and you have left could create tamura? But we have right here the Reb Shimon says that never creates tamura. Ha'amar Reb Shimon sphere le ola habamana mazores ain't osa tamura. If you put Reb Shimon here with Reb Shimon there, it doesn't work. So Gemara says Rabbi Avin hachikami ba'ilei. Rabbi Avin, you're right. Within Reb Shimon himself, it's not a shaila, because Reb Shimon here says there's never a tamura created by these olas nedavis. But he says, imishkaches tana tekoi k'Reb Shimon, damar ein mamirin b'chozen mamirin. If there's anybody out there that holds like, that would hold like the sheet of Reb Shimon, that every animal can only create one tamura, visvira leker Reb Eliezer, damar ola bamana masaras osa tamura, and he holds like Reb Eliezer that he could create tamura, so you have to add on a couple of details to that already very detailed case. Mao shiachsev yomer bo. What about, can you be chozer meimer? Bishnei gufin v'kedusha achas ma'ai. What if it's two different animals, even though it's the same kedusha? V'yim tetzalomar kedusha achas, el shnei kedusha zogovechad ma'ai. Right, that is the shayla. So t-boi. The question goes unanswered. So t-boi. What does t-boi mean? So Rashi quotes, Lashon Yerushalmi. Kamoteku belashon bavli. There it is again. Rashi says, Lashon Yerushalmi. If you look in the Shid Mekubetzos here, he quotes, Lashon Yerushalmi, ki'ilu amar titorer lish'ol l'chachamim rabim. Go ask the rabbis, asher tamud ba'ala emes, v'hubamakam teku ha'amur b'talmud. So there's something going on here with all these Yerushalmis in Rashi and the Shid Mekubetzos. Was there a Yerushalmi on Mesechas Tamura at some point? Beheri Bana Beis Hamigdash, Be'er Hashem will figure it out. Okay, Hadron Olach HaKom Amir, Be'er Hashem, we continue with the second paragraph of Masechet Tumura tomorrow. Remember, tonight is a Daf Be'in Shir, 9:30, Para Aduma and Tameh HaMitzvos. Para Aduma and Tameh HaMitzvos. Tomorrow night is Parsha, and we continue.